Chapter 92. Agent Bruder lowered himself stealthily, sliding beneath the railing and dropping down into the chest-deep water. As the rush of cool liquid permeated his clothing, his muscles tensed against the chill. The floor of the cistern was slippery beneath his boots, but it felt solid. He stood a moment, taking stock, watching the concentric circles of water rippling away from his body like shockwaves across the lagoon. For a moment, Bruder didn't breathe.
"Move slowly," he told himself. "Create no turbulence."
Above him on the boardwalk, Langdon stood at the railing, scanning the surrounding boardwalks.
"All set," Langdon whispered. "Nobody sees you."
Bruder turned and faced the huge upside-down head of Medusa, which was brightly lit by a red spotlight. The inverted monster looked even larger now that Bruder was down at her level.
"Follow Medusa's gaze across the lagoon," Langdon whispered. "Zobrist had a flair for symbolism and dramatics. I wouldn't be surprised if he placed his creation directly in the lethal sightline of Medusa."
"Great minds think alike."
Bruder felt grateful that the American professor had insisted on making the descent with him. Langdon's expertise had guided them almost immediately to this distant corner of the cistern. As the strains of the Dante Symphony continued to reverberate in the distance, Bruder took out his waterproof Tovatec penlight and submerged it beneath the water, flipping the switch. A bright, halogen beam pierced the water, illuminating the cistern floor before him.
"Easy," Bruder reminded himself. "Don't disturb a thing."
Without another word, he began his careful journey out into the lagoon, wading in slow motion through the water, moving his flashlight methodically back and forth, like an underwater minesweeper. At the railing, Langdon had begun to feel an unsettling tightness in his throat. The air in the cistern, despite the humidity, tasted stale and oxygen-depleted to him. As Bruder waded carefully out into the lagoon, the professor reassured himself that everything would be fine.
"We arrived in time. It's all intact.
Bruder's team can contain this."
Even so, Langdon felt jumpy. As a lifelong claustrophobe, he knew he would be anxious down here under any circumstances.
"Something about thousands of tons of earth hovering overhead, supported by nothing but decaying pillars."
He pushed the thought from his mind and took another glance behind him for anyone taking undue interest. Nothing. The only people nearby were standing on various other boardwalks, and they were all looking in the opposite direction, toward the orchestra. No one seemed to have noticed Bruder slowly wading across the water in this deep corner of the cistern. Langdon returned his gaze to the SRS team leader, whose submerged halogen beam still oscillated eerily in front of him, lighting the way. As Langdon looked on, his peripheral vision suddenly picked up a movement to his left, an ominous black form rising out of the water in front of Bruder. Langdon wheeled and stared into the looming darkness, half expecting to see some kind of leviathan rearing up from beneath the surface. Bruder had stopped short, apparently having seen it too. In the far corner, a wavering black shape rose some 30 feet up the wall. The ghostly silhouette looked nearly identical to that of the plague doctor who'd appeared in Zobrist's video.
"It's a shadow," Langdon realized, exhaling. "Bruder's shadow."
The shadow had been cast as Bruder moved past a submerged spotlight in the lagoon, exactly, it seemed, as Zobrist's shadow had done in the video.
"This is the spot," Langdon called out to Bruder. "You're close."
Bruder nodded and continued inching his way out into the lagoon. Langdon moved along the railing, staying even with him. As the agent moved farther and farther away, Langdon stole another quick glance toward the orchestra to make sure Bruder had not been noticed. Nothing. As Langdon again returned his gaze to the lagoon, a glint of reflected light caught his eye on the boardwalk at his feet. He looked down and saw a tiny puddle of red liquid. Blood. Strangely, Langdon was standing in it.
"Am I bleeding?"